Bag today and a bit, I went like ha, and just a bit of loose phlegm came out, and I don't know where it went, but then after I was like, oh, there it is, just a real greener.
I was in FaceTime today and muted it so I could fart.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, literally, she was like, did you take a screenshot? And I was like, no. My mom did.
You must have had a panic look on your face. Just like,
what is it so hard because you hold the phone and you're like,
yeah. Depends how long it was for. Like,
it was very long. Like, it was the right note. I waited to ask her a question that would give a lengthy response. And she's like,
so, like, I have to.
I tried to turn your latch and shut myself.
Did you have to?
But I thank God for mute.
Did you get a waft of it and like not, you weren't able to act well enough?
Oh, you know, I had to stop.
You're like, sorry, did you take a screenshot? No. And then you're like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, she is a bitch. Well, I smelled it. Was like, I definitely am sickly.
Well, it's finally hit that time of year where the farmers at our house are pumping shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Walked out, we've got the front door into the little porchy thing. So there's two doors, and inside the porch smelled vaguely of shit. And I went, smells like shit in here. Then I opened the main door, waft.
Ah, yeah.
Wall of shit.
That's the main event.
Wall of shit hit me.
The boys are flued up.
Yeah, it just doesn't stop. I get the flu once a month, like it's my fucking period.
Yeah, this year's been hectic for it.
I'll be like, I've got my flu coming up.
My sister is still sick.
I'm on my flu.
Never had good health.
No.
This whole year. I've just been snottering all about the place.
Full of echinaceas.
Oh, the echinacea.
I don't know what echinacea is, but I've been full of it.
Tell you what, this man was dishing out sweets, echinacea and honey.
Got the Ricolas with the, that is an Action Bronson lyric. Got the Ricolas with the echinacea.
Actual sweeties, like.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what's, you know, like a strepsil or whatever. It is a sweetie.
Yeah, it was like Haribo that would unbung you, you know.
Yeah. No, that's juice. Unbung you? The boys have gone mental. Guys, episode 57. Apparently I haven't been keeping track. I can't remember. But we're here.
We're queer.
We're queer. And we're all about it.
Fight.
We've had a busy morning today. I did boxing. Picked you up. The boys were, the cops were, the blue lights were dipping.
Oh yeah, they were.
In Dungannon, which bunged up the whole, bunged up the whole town. And we've just been delayed ever since.
Yeah. So any of the boys, just so you know. Well, actually, this will be a week late.
I love the... Yeah.
The bastards are dipping.
If they were dipping me, I'd be like, put a wee bit in. Leave a wee bit in. Leave us a tenner.
Boys, it's dip season.
It's dip season.
Prepare accordingly.
Yeah. And there was no, like, sneaky text, like, oh, they're dipping on such and such. You'd know.
Yeah.
There's fucking... Now, they're sneaky, though, because you pull in off the motorway... See, a lot of people will be like, oh, they're dipping up there for the red D's. Mm. And they'll fucking pause, no homo. They'll say, everyone does U-turns and leaves. But you pull in off the motorway, nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Oh, they've been at this game a while. They know where to snooker you.
They know their shit. What a varied day we've had.
Yeah, went to the Porsche Center.
Yeah. Got up, you know, usual play school. Went to boxing, got in the car, went home. My father-in-law was like, you're going to Belfast. I need you to go to the Porsche Centre and pick up two bits of pipe. And I went, okay, no problem. And we went from there to McDonald's for selects, and now we're in here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to Scotland. What are we playing at?
I tell you what, I nearly booked there. The price of pipe?
Well, that's right. Pipe. You know, it was like £65 for the pipe. It's a bit of hose that size for something. And you were like, jeez, £65 for a pipe?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is Porsche pipe. This is a different pipe altogether.
The Porsche boys too, they were like Kevin's Gate members.
Yeah, all these fucking, dare I say, nerds. But they racially profile you on the spot.
Like, oh yeah, they saw us walking.
We went into the parts place, like, none of them got up.
Yeah.
They were, I think all of them, there's like four of them. I think they were all expecting to be like, yeah, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Audi's next door. You know, like.
They probably guessed you were there for the father-in-law. They're like, there
you go. Yeah, he's not. He doesn't know what Porsche pipe is. He hasn't got a Porsche to put a pipe in.
This guy's dressed like an Easter egg basket. He's definitely not walking away with the keys to anything.
I don't even get that reference, but yeah. I mean, you
know, Bright.
Bright. Yeah, but they were like fucking. They just, none of them got up, you know. Yeah. Zero customer service. Now, had I been the Mr. Burns looking in the showroom.
Oh, sir.
This guy was, you know, like, that's me, 93. I'll treat myself to a GT3 RS. Boy had the Puma, like, Formula One shoes on. He was out for the day. He was like,
I thought they were Lonsdales.
He goes, look at the Lonsdales. And I was like, nah, they're probably like proper Formula One racing shoes. But obviously the boy has been, you know, he's like, waiting all year, got my wee consultation book then.
Man had scoliolaliosis.
Yeah, they opened the door for him. But, you know, they were like, this Porsche is actually electric. And he's like, what's electric? So old. I'm still pulling mine along with horses. But he had the fucking, he was ready for the day out.
No, he was.
He's like, I'm here to test every Porsche you've got.
I kind of wanted to stay and have a nosy, you know.
Oh, you could have walked around the showroom. Yeah. You would have been escorted out probably. Like,
how long can you like bluff that? You know, could you just, do they have to walk you around the place and like show you everything? Or are they majorly able to profile you and be like, wasting our time?
They can come up. They must do a bit of profiling because obviously you're going to get people turning up looking at vehicles in any showroom. I've turned up to a few showrooms where I meant business. You know, I was like, I want you to fucking give me the breakdown on how I'm going to pay for this heap.
Yes.
And I was just like, and this wasn't even Porsche, this was Toyota poured it down. No one looked at me sideways. I was like, boys, come on. Someone tell me how much this fucking Jeep is per month. So yeah, I'm getting no attention in the Porsche place.
You could probably organise a bus from OMA to the Porsche Centre.
Just boys
walking. Just have a bus of boys go into it and like, Jesus Christ, sir.
Ah, but you see one Porsche, see them all.
They're probably actually uninterested, you know. Like boys that like the Po and the Low, they're not into that kind of carry on. That's all bells and whistles there.
Chat me through the Po and the Low.
The Po and the Low, you know, cars at Po, they're low. You know? Bars. Nah, they're not into that shit, you know? They're not into that shit.
You go past in the GT3, no one bats an eyelid. You go past, you know,
I think so.
In like a fucking Vauxhall Cavalier.
That's what you want.
What I mean? They're like, yeah.
Get the Cavaliers out. You know, let the Cavaliers lead.
They're hard as a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, sir, bore it.
Yeah. Yeah, scraps make you stuff in that community.
Yeah. But that was a fun, we took a fun photo. I don't know what my phone is. We took a fun photo of you beside the red Porsche.
Half the drive.
It has to be red.
Why?
It just has to be. I don't know why.
You see a lot of silver ones?
Yeah, and they've got that clay color now. There's black ones, but none of them hit as hard as the red Porsche.
Like, yeah,
if you're gonna be a, you gotta be a fucking fiery red.
You gotta lead into the.
Yeah, what's the point in getting a Porsche if you're not like, it's the fucking lipstick red Porsche?
My geography teacher had a silver one.
Who gives a fuck? You know, silver, Mercedes.
Two under the radar
should be silver. I think. I don't know where this mindset comes from, but like. I don't know. I think it's when you see all those old like SL500s and they're like silver is like a Mercedes color.
Mm.
Every BMW looks better in white. Don't ask me why. Who am I? Jeremy Clarkson over here?
Yeah. You're like a good black one?
I mean, they're nice. Black man's Willie. That's all you're talking about? You dirty bastard.
Still works.
It still works, though. Yeah,
from the primary school you
are. Do you like a BMW? Yes. Gay!
I miss the schoolyard bullying. There used to be one too for BPM. You know, for the boys that drank a lot of BPM.
What's that?
And then Brian McKinley said it was Big Penis Minimizer.
He made that up.
Well, yeah, of course he
did. It stands for beats per minute, you stupid.
Which was my heart and fucking double science. After drinking that first thing in the morning, followed by two chunky Kit Kats.
Oh! You're like, I've made up one big Kit Kat. What am I like?
Double the chunk. It was like, he said it was Big Penis Minimizer, and a couple of boys were kind of latching onto the idea of it, thinking, fuck, right enough.
Do you not hit him back with like, fuck, at least they started with a big penis?
I made it!
I need it. I need two bottles and two chunky fingers to hold it. Shut up, Brian, you
Brian, too, one of my... This will probably not be funny, but it was hilarious at the time. Like, you ever heard, like, a panicked rebuttal? So, like, he's getting roasted.
Aye.
He's getting roasted, and he's, like...
He's trying to clap back, but...
Yeah, it's like that Japanese game show where it's, like, all the money in the fish tank. Aye. He's trying to, like, grab onto something. Yeah.
Desperation swings.
And someone made a, like, your ma joke at him, and he goes... this is in the middle of a Chinese. He goes, oh, sure, what about your ma? She takes a bath and spunk. Nice. And, sir...
Burn.
Whole place alight, you know, chow mein's flying, fucking black bean specials on the floor. Nobody could get over it. And it was that day Spunk Bath was born.
She'd be typing into Google, I love dicks now. Wouldn't she? Worst come. That might be the new thing, the terrible clapback.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you fucking eating secretly at night?
Yeah. Because you're fat?
Aye. I know you go home and tell your wife you haven't had dinner and you have. You eat a second one.
Actually, something I've done.
Fat bitch.
Not to my wife, my ma.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah.
Oh, sir, I'm so full of phlegm. This part does sound disgusting.
Just hack it off to the side. It's all good.
Fucking Chris Flamsworth over here.
Nice.
Up to it. Wrote that last night.
Chris Flamsworth.
Two in the morning.
Hunter Hearst Flamsley.
You coming out with a nice wrestling, bro? You've been on YouTube. You've been on Wormholes.
No, that's back when I should have been watching wrestling when I was a child. You know,
Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Flamsley.
Yeah. I heard.
Was it B-side?
I can't tell you where this place was, right? But it was in a place, and in the office there was an older chap and a younger chap.
Registered.
I can't go into this at all.
Why?
Just because it's very, you know, it's not.
Give me the subcategory of bad this is.
Ableist.
Okay.
Speak.
That's fine.
But the guy, I can't, but I'm still not going to say where it was. But the older chap, I was dealing with a younger chap, and the older chap was, he goes, I seen a thing on Facebook there. And he goes, fella, one of them paralyzed Paralympics or whatever. Paralympic. Because that's what a lot of people think it stands for. Paralympics. He's like, I was watching that there, a fella doing a swimming, and the guy had no arms, he just had hands attached to his shoulders, no legs, and he'd done the swimming, and he won, and what did they give him for a prize? A fucking watch. And this is great, this is how far we've moved on society. He goes, what sort of spastic gives a man with no wrist a watch? And I swear to God, I walked out of the building and I got my phone out and I went, William Thompson. And I went, have I got a joke for you? And he responded to me going, mate, that's very funny. And then he later re-listened to it and sent me a follow-up message going, mate, I was like fully asleep when you texted me there. And I've just listened to it. He goes, that's fucking brilliant. Like you could, but I was like, you know, you do actual disabled material.
Yeah.
You could really... With impunity.
Yeah.
Say all these slurs.
You get to just throw that out there.
I was like, there's a point where, there's a couple of...
Okay, I'm connecting the dots now. I was wondering why you were like, Niall, can I say spastic on here?
Yeah.
I was like, there's a spastic coming in here at some stage.
But it's in context.
Yeah.
Someone else said it. But it was...
yeah, of course.
But it is great. It's sort of retards giving the fucking... guy with no legs, pair of Jordans, you know, like it's great.
Yeah,
you could just keep
rule of free.
Yeah,
keep going,
you know? Just keep going. I mean, beyond that, yeah, fuck it.
But that is actually crazy that they did give him a watch.
But then the internet's full of those, like, you know, like they've got a girl who's like a fucking mascot who's blind, and every single player in the team rocks out and is like, God.
Yeah,
they go to shake her hand and they're like, I just can't see anything. Yeah. Sorry.
You would like. There's not a lot of way to recover from that. Like,
yeah.
You start doing the robot.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That bitch is blind as fuck.
It's sex. But yeah, it's full of shit like that.
Yeah.
There's a fucking, you know, the competition sponsored by Tiso. You know? You had a nice Tiso and then you left in the sea, you dummy.
No, it's not. Again, I hate to keep doing it, but accidental Bronson.
Yeah.
My Tiso in the sea in Hawaii. Yeah. No, it's not in the sea, it's in my friend's apartment.
Yeah,
it will be delivered at some stage.
She sold it for fentanyl.
Nah, she wouldn't have done it for fentanyl. A Hawaiian fentanyl in a poke bowl.
It's different in Hawaii.
Oh, why?
The fentanyl.
Jesus, I love some cow salmon right now.
No, How glorious is that, though?
Where the fuck was that?
Sometimes when you're doing a bit of comedy and you hear something like that in public, you're just like,
oh yeah, it's perfect.
Class.
It's perfect. I literally had a whole bit about it. Top 3 overheards.
Yeah, don't have to do anything with that.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Just say it as it is.
Great stuff. Can't, and then we actually, we bought a car this week. Had to get Maureen a car. Went and did that. Hoping we could just buy it and take it home and she'd have a car for us being away at the, in Scotland here. But obviously it's going to take a wee minute. She's getting a couple of bits done to it or whatever. But
yeah, you got
to
get the bits done.
Oh God, and when people were pissed off at me buying a Mercedes on the internet. Wait till I see the second one go up.
Did they get another picture?
Not yet, because it's getting home delivery.
Get this viral!
The Cavaliers are coming.
Full neck to here.
You should take another picture and just like fully lean into it. On the knees, glasses on.
Yeah.
Fuck all
three
your hoes.
Three of them parked in a row.
Yeah.
The two dailies and the vintage, the weekend.
Oh, bro, I don't even have shoes for that.
Different shoes with a fucking pile of hats in the back.
And just a free dailies.
Yeah. But it's in Marifelt, this place. And yeah, it's just which I was in 2 days in a row because I gigged there. Shout out the Terrace Laughs. It was great times.
Great gig.
Funny wee accent up there. It was fun.
Marifelt.
I went in the shop to pay for diesel and chaos in the shop. And the girl was like, fuck, I seen a... She goes, I thought it was a fly and I fucking thought it was a wasp. And she's literally like fucking swiping all over. I thought it was a wasp. And then she goes, and I was like, ah, sure, fuck, what can you do? It's summertime. She goes, I'm deadly allergic to wasps.
That's so fun to say. Give it one more time. Wasp.
And I was just like, you know what, at this point I've been looking at cars all day and I was just like, just fucking take the money, you shut up.
Fucking deathly allergic to wasps.
Imagine you were that allergic to wasps where you were like fucking diving on the floor to get out of the
that
way.
That is scary though, yeah. If you're like very allergic to them, that's scary.
But you know what, I think people don't realize like if it just, even if it landed on you, you could just be like,
yeah,
just calmly walk away. Don't be like, fucking being full of wasps. Yeah.
She's going full ninja.
Wasps?
Fucking deathly allergic to wasps. And the other girl, she was like, you know, whatever, fucking 35 or something. And the other girl was like an older woman, but she worked there too, and she had the fucking stinkingest, like, fucking 40 a day laugh. So she's like, I'm fucking scared of wasps. And the other was going, I was just like, what sort of fucking inbred town is this? Get me out of here.
That's great.
Oh, Jesus.
That's great.
Which is weird, because a weird day of just interactions in this wee town. And then the Terrace Laughs guy, I was like, where are all these fucking hipsters? Where'd you pull all these hipsters out of?
Oh, hipsters?
Cool people.
Yeah.
Cool guys.
Marifelt hipsters.
Cool guys, cool girls.
Nice.
Couple of fucking hotties in there.
Nice.
Couple of Marifelt hotties.
What is the definite, like, what is hipster nowadays? Because isn't hipster just kind of the norm now?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I think the way I meant it there was just like young, cool people.
Yeah.
Who look like they'd, you know, order a few things online.
But is there really like a hipster now? Because it used to be like kind of almost like a slur. But now it's like...
I suppose, I mean, would hipster be like right on the verge of whatever is sort of culturally new, and which changes all the time?
Yeah. So what would be hip right now?
Because when they started reusing it, it was like the top knot fucking... I've opened a coffee shop in the back of a vintage clothes shop. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. But then everyone looks like that now.
Well, it's like everyone likes nice coffees, you know?
Yeah. What do you think would be a hipster now?
Just go in the Ulster Sports Club to get them.
Yeah. It'd be like a fucking 22-year-old girl dressing like a granny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is she's like deliberately dressing like a granny.
Yeah. Granny core.
Granny core. Fuck, I'm hard.
Granny core will get you hard. Like,
nah, not me.
Granny, no.
Is there something called fucking big batty gal core? I'm into that.
No, it comes around.
Yeah, where they wear like fucking those iron jumpers and a big long skirt. No, get your tits out. You know what I mean? If you want to get anywhere in this life.
Yeah, you haunted witch.
You fucking weirdo. Making your own candles.
What
do you know what you need? A ray. Get your wasp stings out.
That is actually a perfect definition of my teats.
Wasp stings?
Yeah.
Wasp stings?
Yeah, they are like wasp stings.
Show us them wasp stings.
They're pink. Punching. The boys are on selling mode today.
I'm fucking...
The knob has been turned all the way up to 12 on the selling meter.
The knob has not been turned. That's why I'm fucking on edge. These blasts. I wouldn't have time for one these days.
I didn't have the energy for it.
No?
No. That was my first coffee in 4 days. And I'm glad to say, boys.
I'm going for a wank. I'm going for a wank right now.
4 days off the route. 4 days off the route. Couldn't garner.
Too sick to bust?
Too sick to bust.
That is sick.
Yeah.
That is really sick.
I actually went to have one and it wouldn't go. And I've never had that happen before. Never.
Just complete detachment.
Dead.
Yeah.
I thought I lost it.
Yeah.
I was fucking like, come on. Putting both hands in it.
Yeah.
It was gone.
To resuscitate a budget.
It says, we'll come back when you're in good health, big man.
We should get a coffee and you go home now and just... Are you going to a hotel?
I'm going to a hotel.
The Bullet?
With Michael.
Launch a few bullets. Blasting all around you.
2 nights
in
the Bullet.
Are you in the same room?
I think so.
Oh, no wanks for you.
I think so. I hear it wouldn't, you know.
Unless he's a progressive guy.
4 days off it, wouldn't stop me.
Oh, you're going to launch some porridge in a couple of days?
Either that or I'll hurl it to Glasgow. You boys have been in trouble?
No, you won't. No, you won't. You gigs today? You were, we were in the same apartment.
It'll go through the wall. Like the Kool-Aid man.
I want. We need that deposit back.
I didn't really have the house today. And mum was like, so I'll not see you for a week now then. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, no, well sure, I'm away. And then we got Glasgow. And she goes, alright, okay. Trying to guilt trap me.
You're like, I'm moving to America.
I'm the way out.
This is breaking you in a bit. Seeing how you cope with it by yourself.
And then the 4 days, I was sick, no, I'm a jip. No, I'm a jip. I was like, fuck me, I actually am fucked, eh? And she goes, well, self-inflicted. I was like, you cow bitch.
That's that vaping you did a year ago.
Swear to God, oh, sir, I got caught my ass out. Whole weekend away, right? What did I do? Again, I'm going to hold my hand up, relapsed. Back on the Kiwis.
Party vapes.
Went back, yeah, they were party vapes. I had 48 Kiwis? Hours. Strawberry Kiwi, and I had a Blue Raz as well.
Okay.
And I was blasting them for 48 hours. Came back home, laughed on them in the trousers. I lost in it. Ah, oh, code red.
Oh, your man's taking away, like, you know, fucking dockets out of, you know, fucking casinos and receipts from a strippers and all sorts of shit. Then at the bottom, she's like, Strawberry Kiwi!
Oh, I was chasing the Dragon Boys in the casino.
Oh, I just get a big roller now.
Down! Oh, yeah. Down, £300. Came back up, kept the faith, stayed in the pocket, 380. Walked out. Says
you,
no
you,
more.
You made 80 quid?
Damn. Made 80 quid. But I was down 300 and the boys were saying, McCann, that's enough, stop. I had two styles in my hand. I goes, go fuck yourselves. Goes back to the hotel, you had a bunch of fruits. I'm staying here and getting my cash back. And I stayed there for about...
You and the Chinese boys?
25 minutes. Oh, sir, there was one guy beside me. Can't mind his name now, God forgive me, but fuck, he was throwing the chips down. Fucking Chipco sitting there beside me.
Throwing it down, eh?
Chips Ahoy beside me. That might have been his actual name. Oh my God. I don't know if I'm going to tell you this. I'm telling you this. We'll come back to the casino. We may or may not have to. Well, I'll say this and then we might or may not leave it in. McKegney had a bit last night where he said about the people having different kinks. And he said his was like about having accents or something. And the bit, he's like, I'm in, you know, as a kink, I'll do like a Chinese accent or something. Chinese guy sitting in the front, right? And I thought he'd had a stroke on stage because he's like, I'm in the accents and all. And then he went to talk. And then there's like a Chinese guy. And then it was quite a diverse crowd. You know what I mean? A lot of white people, some brown people, some Asian people. And he's like fucking, he was like just scanning the room going like, what accent can I do? And then he just went like, I'm in the Indian accents. And he just said, and then he did some quick shitty accent.
Yeah.
Oh, total panic.
I've had that before, right? But what you almost have to do, the rule of thumb, I think is, if the person in the room you're talking about, if that would put you off doing it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have some jokes which are kind of racial.
If you can't do it in front of someone, don't do it.
Don't do it. There was a guy in Toronto, front row, black dude. I had that bit, I was telling you about the Hawaii trip.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, this could be risky. And I was like, no, you know what? If I can't do it and he's there, then there is a problem with it.
Yeah.
So I did it. Hardest laugher in the room.
Stabbed twice.
hardest laugher in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, doing cartwheels and all. Going crazy.
I did the bit about the Queen being concerned about the darkness of the baby with Harry and Meghan. And then I was like, well, if you look at two of them, it's going to be white, isn't it? and all the fucking boys at the Leicester Square dapping me up after.
You know, they love that's it. A nice film.
That's great. But yeah, what the fuck was I going to say? Back to Casino, threw your life away. Did you?
No, I was down that, came back, ate it up.
We didn't talk about the stag do at all, did we?
No.
What other festivities did you do?
Sorry, it was just literally 48 hours of just pulverizing the liver. Like,
did you go to the strippies?
No, no strippies.
Yeah!
All right. No, legit, no strippies.
I believe you.
I was going to go by myself.
Thousands, wouldn't
it? Shut up. But I was like, it's too sad.
Too sad? Scottish strippers? Smelling like chips? She'd be throwing in the chips now.
Sorry, love.
Into my lap. Fall out of the barking.
Make it rain. Taco chips.
When you're walking about Scotland, though, all you can do, like, I swear to God, I was like, I need to stop doing this because, you know, you can't go somewhere and do the accent no matter where it is. Like, but I was just walking down the street flat out, just going, it's a piece of ham, you. Couldn't stop. Like, literally couldn't stop.
Oh, yeah.
Literally had Scottish Tourette's the whole time. Everyone I spoke to.
Although people over here, you know, if someone, if a comedian comes to Belfast and they're like, I'm in Belfast now, everyone's like, shut up. You can't even do it. But if you do a good one in front of some Scottish people, they give it to you. Like,
yeah.
They're like, that's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, they do give it to you. They're blaming them.
But in terms of festivities, like, I'm trying to think, let me piece it together. It's a lot of blotch. Like, we got there, we checked into the hostel, got into the hostel, started drinking. Then we went to, got something to eat. That was Dace. Then went out. This is going to be like a fucking GCSE French.
He's going to tell me about a series of meetings you had.
Well, on the second night, right? Because the first night, boys went hard. Boys were out till about 4 in the morning.
Everyone
right?
goes hard in the first one.
Next day, that was when the troops had to get rallied. Everyone was fucked. Everyone was like, this is it, boys. We're on the other side of the 20s. This is just how it looks now. 2 day benders can't be done. And I was like,
2 day bender, immediately surrender.
Don't, like, don't you dare fly the white flag. We have to stay on this.
Yeah.
Right. Marcus Donaldson as well. Shout out to him. He was gathering the troops up. He was hyping everyone up. The boys were feeling nice. Right. We go out. Now, the, what's the connection here? So the bride's brother, he came in to meet us. So the bride's brother, bride's father, and the sister of the bride's husband. This trio, right? They go for a meal, they meet us later. The sister of the bride comes, I've never seen a man enter, like, you
the
know.
Brother of the bride?
Brother of the bride.
Aye.
Comes in, right? I've never seen a man enter a party with more aggression in my life.
Oh, yeah?
He came in, like, we were all, like, a six. He came in 14.
Okay.
Immediately. Had this like real dapper fella too, you know, had this like coat on and all, you know, slick back hair, very sexy looking man. Came in, immediately started speaking to me. I could see the drool of his lips. And I was like, how'd you get so fucked? And he's like, oh, we got bottles of wine at the restaurant and all, and then decided to come down and meet you. And I was like, how many bottles of wine? Yeah, we had about 4 bottles of fucking wine at his table between them, right? Then we went to this nightclub. He wasn't forgetting in, but then he had a VIP card in his like pocket.
He wasn't getting in because he was hammered?
Oh, he was fucked. Oh, he wouldn't let this man into a kebab shop. There was
the big man? Is he in a bit of a tank?
No, that was our fella. Well, okay. You know, he's a sizable fella too, but not compared to fucking Jack and the Beanstalk over there.
Right.
But we go into the nightclub. They let him in anyway. Sir, I can't remember the last time I experienced this. Pure, like, 2006... David Guetta, Jason Derulo, sexy bitch.
Oh,
followed by like Kesha. I was like, boys, I'm gonna have
to
get
DJ
floored.
Ronan Boyle. Callback last week. Suck my dick.
Okay, I had to get floored to stand it. But as soon as the drink hit me, that was whenever the rap tunes came out.
I'll show you sexy bitch,
bro. I tell you what, there's Drop It Like It's Hot came on by Snoop and Pharrell, and I swear to God, sir, if anyone had took a video of me, I'd have to kill myself. I did the
till you run out of breath.
I did Pharrell's verse, sir, and the blood had pumped out of me. My face was pink. I was screaming at people's faces.
Was it one of those ones if they cut the music off, you were just kind of the only guy
done
there
screaming at like. Did the wee egg timer motion at all?
Oh, stop. You doing the sign language dancing?
Drop it like it's hot.
When you heard that first
Oh, sorry, lost my mind.
Top song.
I am white girl in the club. Like, if a song comes on that I know, I'm over. Like, grabbing someone, shaking them, and screaming the lyrics in their face, then being like, right, we're getting all around.
What other haters were in there from there?
And it was all like that. It was all that kind of stuff. It was like, I even think they busted a bit of Cheryl Cole on the stage, which is like, you know, Fight for This Love.
Right.
What else are you talking? Like, early 2000s, like Akon. Who, let me tell you something.
Locked
Timeless
up.
Timeless Peace. And his music's great too.
Lock it up. Goddamn man of condo.
That was great. And then, yeah, the casino then. And then that was like, you know, that was probably the time we should have called. I'll be honest.
Is the casino just the move you make when you go, when you want drinks after hours? Or was...
I don't even think anybody wanted drinks. I just think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We're like, we're all enjoying the crack here. We'll just go somewhere else. But I was like, is there another venue like that you don't have to spend a fortune?
Casino?
You know?
Yeah.
I went into the casino and then immediately walked up to the bar, bought 2 Stellas, held them. Like, and I, like, fucking couldn't grip with them too. Just sat at that table. Mm-hmm. And I was getting
Do you
fucked.
Have to gamble? Because I've been to casinos you don't in have to Edinburgh. Purely to drink.
You don't have to gamble. You don't have to gamble, you don't have to drink. You just stand there.
They knew I was scum because I walked up and I was like, give us double vodka and arm brew.
Lovely.
You know? Stinking.
Love that.
It was nice, like, but you know, it's stinking behaviour in a casino.
No, I had 2 steps. They knew really, I hadn't a fucking clue what it was at. And I sat down anyway and I got the first 100 out. And I was just like, you know, I was charged up on the drink. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to stick the whole lot in black. Fuck it. Go on. And the boys were watching. I had to get fucked in front of my friends.
Yeah.
Right? Taking the chips away. I was like, oh, Jesus
Christ. There's chips involved in roulette?
Yeah, yeah. You go get the money change they give. You have to have the chips.
All right. Okay. They changed the chips. Okay.
Because I was getting the two chips. I was getting, like, there were £2 chips. So I had a pile of chips.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try and get double the chips. Stuck around, took my chips with
Standard Mikel.
Bastards.
I'm going to try and get double the chips.
So I'm £100 down, so I'm like, right, fuck it. And then the boys are having a giggle, whatever. One of them joins in with me. I go back to the thing, and I'm like, give us another £100 chips there. Right? £100 chips comes down. I take that, set it. I'm like, right, let me be a wee bit more methodical here. Right? I'll go half in black, and I'll do the other half even.
Yeah.
Red odd. Gone. I'm £200 down.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 game, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
£200 down. Totally fucked it, right? Yeah. I was like, fuck me. Is any of you boys good at maths or anything? Or counting or anything? Come in here and help me out. Tag me in, please. Right? So,
any of you boys good at counting? Tell me how much ballpark I've lost in the last 3 minutes.
Good, but, and then, I can't remember then what it was like for the other bets, but those were the two big massive ones I made, but I ended up going down 300, and at this stage, everyone's like, McCann, just walk away, like, just stop.
Yep.
And I was like, no, not a fucking chance, I'm getting this back. And I was chasing the dragon, sir. And see, when you're chasing the dragon, you are sweating. It was me and Chipko beside me, me fucking sweating the bag of myself, him, stone face.
Yeah.
But he racial. Calmed me down, like, what?
I said racial, but I was joking. Was he giving you tips?
No, he didn't speak. He was mute.
Okay.
He was mute, losing hundreds of pounds, saying nothing, looking at nothing, barely blinked.
Man, them Asians love it. They do.
They do.
Someone told me that. Like, I had a mate went to uni in Edinburgh, and his other mate worked as security in the casino. And he's like, yeah, like full Chinese restaurants change ownership over the weekend. Boys putting the whole fucking... whole chime in on the fucking line.
I was about to put the Lost Widow's pension down.
Yeah, pension on black. Second time, half pension on red. I would have no idea what's happening in there at all.
The roulette's the only one I can even, you know, configure my brain into. One of the boys playing blackjack, I was like, sort of fucking mathematician, are you to sit down and play this? Was it really? I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but roulette is essentially red or black. Or can you select a number?
No, well, that's how I got up. I had a couple of real lucky dippers.
Mm-hmm.
I put a couple of chips on a couple of numbers. And I got, out of like whatever amount of goes, I had 3 numbers. Not in a row, but over the course of like 6 goes, come up. More than that, actually. I'd say like 10 goes. I had 3 numbers. But I was fucking putting chips nearly everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So at this stage, I'm just 50, it's not even real to me.
50p on each.
Yeah, they were £2 chips. I was like throwing maybe like 6 here, 8 there. you know.
Wild, man.
But, you know, it was a stag weekend. But everyone had a nice time. It was lovely.
Good job you weren't in the strippies.
No, Jesus Christ.
The pubic triangle in Edinburgh.
Oh, the pinballed off it.
That's what they call it, isn't it?
Me with all my earnings.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Me with a bag of cash.
Aye, 100 on pink. Half on brown. We're feeling weird about it.
House ones again. House always ones. No matter where you are, you know, strip club, roulette, McDonald's, always ones.
Still, my favorite quote in Austin was whenever I just had enough and I went home, and then you're like, went to the strip club. And I was like, what'd you go for? And you went, thick white. Like it was fucking, you're eating ice cream. What flavor do you go for? Thick white.
Yeah, I like my woman like I like my Morales.
Thick and white.
Only come.
Pause.
But honestly, not much. There wasn't any like mad stories or anything. It was just kind of
boys.
All the boys are catching up. I'll tell you what, that Three Sisters is a fucking handling. On like, I forgot. Yeah, this is definitely like older age creeping in. I forgot how fucking loud that place is.
Oh, stop!
It is loud, man.
Yeah.
And then there was one point where me and my mate Ross, we were going to the bogs.
I can barely hear myself doing cocaine over here.
And Ross is in front of me, and I was walking. I was wearing that Ralph Lauren red shirt, so that like a fucking bus fum. I'm walking down to the bogs, right? And I just feel this fucking, you know, like you can feel someone's on cocaine with how they grab you.
Mm.
I just felt this dead man's grip on my shoulders. And I was like, "Who the fuck's that?" And I thought it was one of the boys, and I turned around, and this fella, fringe it's soaking.
Yeah.
Pure waterfall fringe.
Yep.
The eyes gleaming. Mm-hmm. Crispy cream eyes. And he just goes, "Oh, sorry, pal. I'm just grabbing onto you because you're a fucking unit." And I was like, "Good lad yourself."
Yeah.
And I transported him via my back to the bogs.
You piggybacked him to the
tides? No, not piggyback, but I just goes, "You take a grip there, lad. Strap yourself on for the ride."
You just bundle through a load of wee girls.
Oh, we had to fucking turn around like two different stag do's. There was a lot of stag do's and hen do's. A lot of people had the exact same idea at the exact same weekend.
All I remember the Three Sisters is everywhere is slippy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're sliding across the courtyard, slipping through the thing, into the toilets, 2 inches of pish, slipping all over the place.
Oh yeah, a lot of pish. A lot of pish.
Edinburgh, you know, I don't know much about it, but if you're going there for the first time, the whole place smells like pish.
Oh yeah.
Because it's, you know what I mean? It's like medieval.
Yeah, it is medieval.
And everything's on downstairs, no aircon. Dripping, sweating, and pish.
Yeah. So my feet are stinking too.
What do you mean?
Blister city.
Oh yeah?
Oh Jesus.
You in the heels, were you?
I just don't do well in the gradients.
You in the heels of them cobbles? What'd you wear?
No, I was in the Yeezys.
You're in the Yeezys? Cut you to bits?
Mm-hmm. Cut me to bits.
Fucking hell, you must have done some mileage, some steps.
We were, to be fair. But it was like too, it was like, you know, fucking, it was never like a pub crawl necessarily, because we go to one bar and then one of the guys was getting recommendations for where to go off Tinder. So he'd be like, "Oh, this doll was saying to me, this is a good spot." And I'd be like, "Well, have you told her that you're on the other side of fucking town?" Like it was a 20-minute walk to go to this place that he'd recommended.
Right.
And then everyone was like, "Ah, fuck it, let's go there." And I'm like, "Why are we agreeing to this?"
Yeah.
But see, I'm the only rotund man in the group. So right. They've no empathy. The
rest of them just mountain goats, just tramping away.
Tramping away. Make you sick.
You're like, get me an Uber to go next door. As Damo Clark said, the only city in the world that says fuck you to wheelchairs.
Oh yeah,
that's Edinburgh, you know. Because you forget, like it is quite big, but then it's like, oh, we're going over. You're like, oh, it's a 20-minute walk, you know, up a cliff face, and 600 steps. Turn up there knackered.
Oh yeah. What do you do right now?
Uber.
Fuck. You've made a fortune.
Uber by yourself, you just be like, I'll turn up there. Also, I seen a thing on TikTok with this American girl was like, what is the deal with Edinburgh? You know, and she's like, what is this place? It's like a fucking labyrinth. And there is, especially that Cowgate area, you can be like waiting on an Uber and he's like, I'm here. And the wee dot says he's here. And you're like, oh, he's up there.
Yeah.
And then you walk up the street and turn thinking he's in front of you. And you're like, what happened here?
Hanlon laugh.
You think you can just like, the street behind you, walk up, turn and walk along, and you're like, oh no, there's some other, you know, David Bowie's walking up stairs backwards.
Yeah.
Like the movie Labyrinth, shout out. It's fucked up.
It is wild for that.
If you were hammered, the first time I ever was in Edinburgh, I was like bouncing off the walls, like during the fringe. And someone was like, oh, Russell Brand's playing down there. And we just bundled down fucking some cobbled alleyway. Like, can we go see Russell Brand? They're like, no, obviously not. Sold out like fuck.
Sir, do you want a golf strap?
Aye.
Smell the booth.
Are they Cavonias?
Fucking strong.
What is it? What's the one that's like banned down south?
Why?
That's like a, that's the new drug trafficking. People from the south go, are you coming down here? Get me a bottle of Cavonia.
Is that a thing?
I've
Why?
Seen, I don't know, but there's like, I've seen a lot of.
It's going to fade me.
Because I'm in the, no, I don't know what it is, but because I'm in the, you know, the dad zone when it comes to Instagram algorithms now. There's a load of banter about it. Like people, there's one called like Texie Licks or something, which sounds like a stripper from Edinburgh.
Texie Licks?
Texie Licks. It's like a kid's cough bottle, but you can't buy it down south. And people will be like, oh, if you're coming down here, grab me like 12 bottles of this shit for the kids.
How many sick kids have you got?
I don't know, but it's like, you know, Calpol and stuff. There's certain things you can't get down south.
12 bottles of Texie Licks?
Texie Licks. It's even more pornographic. But that, yeah, they're running cough bottles up and down the over the border now.
I've been attacking, I've been throwing everything at this. Because I was like, we got the live podcast on Saturday.
This fucking agent the other day goes to me, I woke up, felt really rough. Went to the steam room for half an hour, feel worse. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
No, some people actually do say that that is supposed to help.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it three times. No, if you're sick, right, and you have...
It's fucked up.
I know.
Get this viral.
If you're sick, this is a bit like Tim saying, if you have a sore neck, put ice on it. If you're sick and you have a temperature, and someone's like, go in a steam room and like raise your body temperature and be more dehydrated, probably not good.
But what if you have water with you?
Touché. Yeah, you have water with you, but you're, you know, you're starting from a bad place.
Oh, I'm always starting from a bad place.
What do you type in there?
Medical professionals do warn against going into the steam room if you have a fever, especially a high one. I should have given it a goog. No, do you know what it was? I was in denial.
Yep. Have you told him?
He's not into me.
Finally.
Shoot your shot, man. Who knew it would be live on the pod?
I was like, I can't be sick, not this week. Fuck it. Where to the gym we go? And yeah, bit me in the ass.
Looks like a bit of soap you've used for like a decade.
That's your face.
My God, it tastes like fucking,
sir.
It tastes like soap.
It tastes like the 1920s.
It does. That's like if you're on your deathbed and someone comes in and like,
take this magic pill. I made it from various elixirs.
Yeah, sweet sweetie, a goat.
Yeah, just fucking old potion.
Taste the goat.
Although, do you ever see the, there was like an old cough bottle thing, and they were like, you know, from like fucking God knows when, the fucking early 1900s.
Yeah.
And it was like the ingredients on it are fucking insane. Have you ever seen that? Type in ingredients for like old cough medicine or something.
Sir, it gets worse.
It does. If this was around when like rappers were about, let me see if you
the medieval it. Lean.
No, yeah, spin it around there.
One night cough syrup, most dangerous ingredients.
I click on that to see. I take it back. When you see the list of shit that's in this, the internet is sluggish. Anyone work for what do you call that? Skynet? What do you call that shit?
Sir, it's getting worse.
Yeah, just skim down them there. It's like opium, morphine.
Morphine, heroin?
Chloroform. Chloroform, bro. That's what they do in movies when they get like a wee fucking, like a wee napkin like that. And just like, that's the Bill Cosby.
Ding, ding, ding in the face.
You know, you wake up and fucking condom hanging out of your arse. Cut it out. if you're lucky. Heroin, chloroform. Here, that's the gear you want when you've got the cold though.
What a fatal four-way. With the opium and the morphine.
That's some old-school witchcraft where they're like, if you make it out of this, you're well enough to do anything. Morphine, opium, chloroform, heroin.
It is. Parents give morphine-laced syrups to treat diarrhea in children, as constipation is one of the known side effects of opiates.
True. That's why you see like heroin addicts in the street trying to hoke shit out of their ass. Cut that out, too.
Hoke shit?
Yeah. I saw, I've seen several videos where
Ska band?
Yeah. Where there was just a guy, he's like, I'm constipated. He's just digging in his ass for shit. Do you remember, like, remember the video I sent you? The guy sounded like Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
And they're like, right. Can we donate some clothes? He's like, what sort of clothes are they? And he's just wiping his ass. As he's talking to him.
I don't know what sort of clothes you got.
But it is, it's a known side effect from opiates.
That's crazy.
Sarah J. Davidson was on Marfelt last night and she went up and she's like, her opening bit was like, I'm a wee bit constipated, you know, and I was in the toilet and I said out loud, oh, just shit. She's like, so if anyone heard that, I was talking to myself, not anyone else. And then I went on stage and I was like, hey, good to be here. And I was like, I am not constipated. I was like, I shot three times since I got here. Shout out.
Oh, that was one hang now. Bad.
What?
The shades.
Bad poos?
Bad poos. Yeah, but not. What is the numbers again? This was like a one. No, one's healthy.
In Edinburgh?
No, here, since I came back.
Mm.
Although we did have a £70 worth of Chinese on the Sunday, so.
That's all the badness getting out of you.
That is badness.
Heavy scat.
Actually, I feel like I need like a holiday away from the holiday, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I need like a retreat.
A stag isn't a holiday.
Treats were, yeah. Bad decisions.
Yeah.
Fucked it.
Boy, you need a holiday.
Yeah.
We're going on tours, but we do a podcast on a sun lounger, greased up.
Yeah, hopefully it's good weather in Glasgow. That'd be nice.
Can we do that now? And the opening scene is like the start of Sexy Beast where McCann's just floating on a lilo. I'm sizzling, you know? I'm swaying.
You want to go to the casino and stick the Patreon on black? No. See what happens?
No. That's not a holiday either.
Go on.
Just one and done. 2 minute vlog.
Oh,
good,
right.
Oh, we lost it all. So. All right, we'll walk home, will we?
Oh, sir.
Good times.
It is a good time, but fuck me. Like, it is, you know, I feel like if that had been 4 years ago, not a bother to me. Brush it off, walk on. Now, not out of the pits.
Depression.
It is. It's that, more emotional day, for me now.
Was that... That was before you went on the stag or after when we recorded and we went to the visa office?
That was literally the day before. No, possibly Thursday.
Because we didn't... Did we record? No, we just had a meeting.
It was Thursday because then I had the cans. No, it was a fucking Wednesday too. Because I had the cans and then you were like, can you do Lavery's tonight? Kieran's dropped out. I was like, yes.
No, but that wasn't the day we went and picked up the...
It was.
Was it?
It was.
No.
It was that day.
I think we met up a different day.
Yeah, we met up on Monday.
For the meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a meeting, then we went to the passport office.
Oh, the Monday this week? Oh, yeah, no, I don't even remember that day, boys.
But and that was after, after the thing?
Yeah, that was after the
stag. Yeah, you were in bad neck then.
I was terrible.
Bad neck.
I actually felt guilty afterwards.
Why?
I was just like, I was in terrible humour. The boy's probably like, I'm fucking...
I knew he was in the pits because he was in the passenger seat of the car and he was breathing like this. And I knew you were stressed and tired and you didn't have any documentation with you to go and try and get a visa. And he was just going like this. And then it was like apnea, sleep apnea, but you were awake. And then you wouldn't breathe for a minute. You just like bite your nails and then it's like... And you're like, I'm basically going in here with a First Trust, you know, kids cash dash card to try and get a visa back here.
By the way, shout out to the guys in there. They were
You're great. Like, what ID do I need? I'm here.
Yeah.
It's me.
Well, that's the frustrating thing, because it's like the thing I'm picking up has my face in it.
Yeah. You're like, bust it open there, big lad.
Yeah. Bust it open for a real player and look at my face.
Yeah. Is that not me?
What did I say to you about busting something open for a real player? Was it nuts or something? Can't remember. Anyway, sorry to my tabs in my head. But yeah, no, I appreciated the way you handled the scenario too.
But
like, you know, you took me down, you know. And I remember even, you know, because, you know, you've a good heart, you call, you know. You've a hard exterior.
Cut that out.
Some might think, but
cut that out too.
Keep it in. He's a godly wee fucking, like, you know. And he took me down and I goes, thank you, genuinely thank you for doing that. I appreciate that a lot. And he goes, anything to calm your mind, wee pet.
And then he fist bumped me and went on the bus and I was like, stupid.
But no, Monday I was.
No, you know, that's, you know, we slag each other off back and forth. But, you know, there are times you're like, this is what friends do.
Yes.
I'll take you for your visa. Don't worry about it.
I agree.
Even though you've basically got a crayon photo of your face. That you were like, I walked in like this. Can I? I'm here to pick up a visa.
Hey, them eyes are problematic.
Cut that out. The whole episode's called Cut That Out.
Oh, Jesus fucking.
You turned the side knob up too much?
Fuck.
Sorry. So sorry.
Old boy coughs is a new one.
Fucking hell. Sorry, them things are activating that.
They're strong,
aren't
they?
There's fucking opium in them.
They're very strong.
You know what's strong Barry too when it's a ball in the
is
front?
That supposed to be Barry Blast?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, there is no Barry's Blast in that whatsoever.
I think we got the burst.
Speaking of Edinburgh, weird things. We were talking about Baby Reindeer. That's a PTSD show for the comedian.
That show is fucked. But you know, like, when you're watching it, you're like, the person that wrote this or is in this has to be a comedian because the portrayal of Edinburgh is way too accurate.
Yeah. That was set. You were talking about some dodgy scenes in there, and I was like, the bits that had me leaving the room were him just doing gigs to like three people who didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it happens. Like,
and see, to be fair, like, in the right, and they did show that, and this is very comedy, you know, but inside comedy depends very much on what crowd you're doing the bits to. Because if I honestly think, like, you could do the act that he did in like Lavery's, and people would be like, bro, what the fuck is this? But if you did it to like a sort of savvy, up their own arse Edinburgh crowd, they probably would laugh at that.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, see what he's doing here, the old anti-comedy.
Yeah.
Going for no jokes, is it? Love it.
But that's almost like a self-congratulating laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I got that.
It's like people listening to like jazz or something, and they're like, ooh, you know, ooh, nice. And it just sounds like chaos, you know? Do you ever see there's a clip of like some orchestra or something playing, and this guy's playing this like this sax or something, and he hits like a bum note, but like deliberately, and it starts. I don't know what they're filming on, but they've like picked out a few faces, and he goes like, and they're all like, and then he's like picks it up back out of it, and they're all like, ooh, goddamn,
what is a bum note? Just we're like, they fuck it up.
Yeah, like it's not. You explain it now. Like, it's not flowing with the rest of the melody. Like
out of the scale or whatever.
Yeah, out of the scale.
I was on a few band notes on Monday, tell you that.
Oh, yeah, out your ass.
Few arse notes. Few whole notes playing.
Pump notes.
I swear to God, on the fucking Monday, I was doing full What a Wonderful World from my ass.
In Japanese blackface, like that guy. That
what a wonderful.
I see shades of red.
Jesus Christ. Oh, that was rank.
Brown noses, too.
Disgusting.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking.
Shades
of red.
Shades of red.
Shades of red.
Yeah, people talk about red flags. I got flushed with eight of them down the toilet there.
Wasps.
Oh jeez, bro! Did you see the footage in London of like some sort of, you know, police horses or something bolted?
No,
it was epic imagery. Look that up. Do you see it now?
Oh, yeah.
These horses, like, bolted from, like, I don't know whether it was, like, Buckingham Palace or, you know, but they were, like, military horses. And one of them was, like, a black horse, one was a white horse, and the white horse had, like, cut itself on a bus or something, and it's run along with the blood all over the white hide or whatever. It was, I don't know, pretty epic. But it didn't take the internet long to be, like, you know, I don't know what maths they did, but... It ended up being like 9/11, and they were like, see, apocalyptic.
This is my ear.
Did he just get flattened by the horse, did he?
Yeah, full stripper boots on. Faded.
I think they're horse riding boots, are they?
And the them stripper boots.
And the jodpers.
He got caught with his ass out.
Where'd you get this sand from? You've said it twice now.
This here.
See, they're maybe not they're maybe not showing any, but some of the people capturing the photos, they were like epic, you know. Be a good one for the wall.
No, it's very sexy.
Well, it's not supposed to be sexy, but you know, there was like a white horse covered in blood. It was very. That should be on an English flag, probably.
Well, I'm only noticing the blood now, too.
Well, that's a bad photo. That's from the back, obviously.
Jesus.
Looks like your ass.
Look at them bloody hoofs.
That's what you need.
Bloody hoofs?
A tail. Hanging over that ass.
It'll probably, you know, it'd be good, probably for aging purposes, I'd say, if I had an old tail.
For swishing away the farts.
Swishing away?
Swishing away the bottom notes.
That is majestic, bro.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they got loose or got spooked or whatever. Horses that's like scare the shit out of me.
Do you know, just like kind of accidental epic pictures?
Oh no, but that's what I mean. There's way more epic than that. There's like, you know, just like a big long street behind this horse, this white horse covered in blood.
Fuck! Look at the gallivants.
That ran into a fucking tuk-tuk or something. Cut
Jesus
itself.
Christ! That's like remember that picture of Rihanna in Belfast, and there's just like two lads just like smoking fags, like overlooking.
Yeah,
that's an epic. But I want that framed in my flat.
What flat?
Oh, I haven't got one yet. Man, it's been a fucking nightmare, hey. That there with the sickness and the shiting, what a rough week.
You trying to house hunt and...
Getting scammed all over the place too.
In New York. Oh yeah, he got some Nigerian prince trying to sell him a penthouse for $1,400 a month.
I hate to validate negative stereotypes. The Nigerians are all over it and they are creative.
They're the best. They're the best.
They're
of all time.
So, like, literally, right? Woman selling a studio flat, right? And the reason why she's selling is because she's been deployed for the military. You know, she has to go. You know, she's doing her service. I write to her. I'm like, how's it going?
Oh, well.
I'll give the name. I'm like, I'm interested in this flat. She goes, no bother. And she's like very immediate with me, kind of being like, you know, do you want it? Or what's going on here? And I was like, yes, yes.
You want it or not?
And she goes, send me through the money on PayPal. I was like, no, no, no. No, we won't be doing that now. You'll send me the landlord letter.
Oh.
To make me know this is legit.
Yeah.
Right? She goes, no, I can't. I'm currently serving. I says, will you serve me them fucking documents? Because I'm not signing none or PayPaling you none until I know for a fact this is real. Then a bit of time passes. I'm like, let me scope out this doll's profile a wee bit here, right? Go on to her likes. The likes, all Nigerian radio stations.
How did you know they were Nigerian?
It was like Nigeria 96.FM or something. I couldn't believe it, you know?
You can nearly tell. Audacity. You can nearly tell probably how immediate it was because she's probably in like a fucking data farm somewhere. Just like, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Please send your money, you know.
It was crazy. And that happened like, you know... There was two or three scams that were happening at the one time. I was getting scammed out of it. Me fucking sick as a dog. They're trying to take me money. Trying to take me chips. And everyone's trying to take me chips. I had about three people where I had to be like, hang on, let me do a wee bit of further investigation here, you know? And then find out that they weren't who they said they were. Everything was a scam. There is no house.
You just turn up in New York with your wee bag over your shoulder.
Can you imagine?
In the Big Apple. Someone just family opens the door. What do you want?
Can you imagine right now?
I live here for $1,400 a month. No, you don't.
Sir, the prices would... It's scary, like...
Yeah.
Because you know the way it's always like them memes of like, you know, an empty room and it's like a real shithole and it's like, this costs fucking $1,500 a month. That is what it's like.
You'd be doing well. $1,500 anywhere, probably. In New York.
Niall, he's trying to bump me up. Niall goes, go for the big two.
Aye, bump her up.
Aye, but he's looking at a sofa to stay on when we come over.
Oh, boys, I don't know if there'll be a sofa.
All three of us on the sofa.
Yeah, barely a bed. A sofa. Or a kitchen.
You'll be living like a sniper on the run.
Oh, sorry, don't see some of them kitchens too. Like, the kitchen is literally like say here, right? We make a wee square here. You're talking your cooker and then another table on this end with like a microwave, whatever, and cupboards. And that's it. Like, you have that line to cook in. Like, you couldn't even put a fucking air fryer in it.
I don't think New York's a city to be trying to cook home meals. Like,
no, I'll be getting an air fryer.
Will you? I thought you'd be out every morning fucking chopped cheese and a Lucy. Every morning.
No, you gotta, you know, you could do a takeout meal when you're on about doing your gigs and stuff, but like, Jesus Christ, sure, the weight would be fucking on me all over again if I did that.
Do a lot of steps, though. Get yourself a pair of Hoka shoes.
You do get a lot of steps in Edinburgh. I think that's what made me sick.
Yeah, blistered up. Get a scooter. Get a wee scooter for yourself.
No, I can't. I can't scoot.
Google. Just before we go, Google fat guy on scooter. I think I've seen this. There's like fat twins on a scooter or something.
Fat twins?
Something like that.
How'd they get them on the one?
No, they're on one each.
It's wild too that Google just... Oh my God.
Oh yeah, there's me and you.
Jesus Christ.
There's me and you sliding around the rock. Dollar slice in each hand. Why is it so slow?
Why is it so slow?
That's fuck yeah. Right. We should just get it. We should put that up and just write Bomb Squad live in Manchester. Yeah. Yeah, look at the ass out. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about there.
Fuck yeah. Flat on a sofa cover?
Bro, why is the internet so cack in here? What do you call it, Elon internet?
Oh, Starlink?
Any Starlink reps, call out.
Sir, look at the foop on them hoers.
Foop daddies?
Them is two beanbags. That's the dentist waiting room, like.
Yeah. They look like those sweets, cherry lips, you know, there's like two layers to it. Unreal.
Still smaller heads than me.
Yeah, at least they're wearing a helmet before you start slagging. That's great. That'd be me and you.
Sorry, that's a wild foot by. That's unbelievable. Yeah. That is like you could literally use that as like a wee table.
Super foot by. Oh, wow. You could jam like a plank of wood in it and eat your lunch on it.
Saturday night tourneys. Just put the whole thing in it. Ribs.
Bosh.
Starters. Wee chicken balls. You know?
Where's that guy's dick and balls?
Oh, sir.
Gone.
Oh, that's Maslow's hierarchy of needs on that man's stomach. It's a full. It's a full pyramid.
Oh yeah. Fucking hell. Fair play to them.
The smell.
Oh yeah.
The smell.
Got that fupa stench. Oh
my God. I tell you what, it's a credit to the machinery. What is that, a yarmulke? Oh my God.
Yes, the well-known motorcycle producers. Yamaha.
Hi.
Yamaha.
Oh, I
fuck me, Arn.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Do Yamaha be making pianos too? Well, business.
I thought that was what they did, pianos and motorcycles.
Yeah, Yamaha. Yamaha okay. Is that not the wee thing you wear in the back of your head if you're a Jewish chap?
Sorry, I fucked it up because of a Frank Ocean song. He says, why you think I'm in this bitch in a fucking yarmulke?
Yeah.
I thought he meant motorcycle, but turns out he's culture appropriate in the Jewish community.
Oh my God. Anyway, join us next week for more Things Incorrect. We'll get out of here. Make sure you get yourselves onto the Patreon, where you will unleash 57 more episodes of this. This guy.
Do you put in the banner on?
Did you get a blow dry this morning?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Your hair looks luscious.
Thanks. Mark? Actually, I did blow dry it.
That's tidy. We'll see you next week, guys. Post Scotland tour, we'll tell you all about. Or mid Scotland tour, who knows? Maybe mid Scotland tour?
Oh, yeah.
On a couple of couches, change the scenery for a minute.
Could be exciting.
Fucking hell. Anyway, see you next week and take care of yourselves. Good luck and fuck you.
God bless.
Random button. Right.